There's Stevie Wonder. And congratulations if you came up with him. I do believe we acknowledged all of the correct answers. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour.
That are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
An amazing body of work, no? If memory serves, this is from Fool. Feeling this is first finale. Born today, May 13th, 1950, in Saginaw, Michigan, a premature baby, as you heard Sue mentioning. He lost his eyesight when his incubator received too much oxygen. The big hit, Fingertips, Part 2, which we just played, and his best-selling song from the movie The Woman in Red that won an Oscar in 1984 was I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Why do you keep on making us hear your song, telling us how you're doing right from wrong? Cause if you really wanna hear our views, you haven't done nothing. Yeah, nothing. Saxon Bob's new wound can say do you up.
Last week's on-air segments with Yinzer Strings, award-winning writer Elaine Gombos, and singer-songwriter Brad Yoder are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org, along with lots of other features. We hope you'll stop by. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, KRDP, Indie Community Radio, Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and lots of other internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Hey, Mom! bedtime story.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, can you hear me? Hey, Mom, are you listening? Hey, Mom, when will it be morning?
Cannibals never eat clowns.
How come cannibals never eat clowns?
Because they taste funny.
Hey, Mom!
There's something in my closet.
Hey, Mom!
It scares me.
Hey, Mom!
I'm really not that tired.
Hey, Mom!
Hey, Mom, can you hear me?
Hey, Mom, are you listening?
Hey, Mom!
Hey, Mom! That's the group called Toucan Jam. With Hey, Mom, starting this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to Lisa Schroeder. It's nice to have you listening and playing along. Coming up, our crossword puzzle of the air.
Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The May issue, featuring the Health and Wellness Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
If you love SLB, and if you love the idea of coaching teens in an after-school setting as they create audio and podcasts for self-expression, advocacy, or career exploration, you or someone you know who fits that description may be a good fit for a staff educator position that is now open. Details are available at nonprofittalent.org. Search on SLB Radio. Well, it is time now for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week, we're looking for a seven-letter word. Seven letters. And we'll give you two of them. The one that's the second one in, and then the second one from the right, so to speak. So the second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is L, as in lion. And the clue is hesitate. So our crossword puzzle of the air clue is hesitate. We're looking for a seven-letter word. The second letter is T as in tiger. And the sixth letter is L as in lion. If you would like to take a guess, 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Or you can call us at 1-888-752-7234. Join us on the radio with your correct answer. A Saturday Light Brigade charge awaits you if you're able to come up with it. If need be, I'll pass along a few more letters as this time moves on. But hopefully those two will help you. Once again, the clue is hesitate. Good luck. Here's a guy named Martin Swinger with one I don't think we've played before Mother's Day weekend. It's called Mother's World.
Mother's World. This is my mother's world. A clock from Uncle John. Cluster of oyster shells. Three ships that sail along. A crystal candy dish. A vase of corn shuck flowers. A tower of picture albums where we spent many hours. My mother's world is on a shelf. Ceramic cardinals. Photos of ourselves. A Reader's Digest of our lives. Book end to end. My mother's world thrives. This is my mother's world. A house that's organized. A place for everything. Magazines, socks, and knives. Her kitchen cabinets. A useful library of helpful tools and tape measures and family recipes. My mother's world has room enough to hold a clothing bank. For folks whose times are tough, a helping hand, a listening ear, a place to rest until the sky is clear. This is my mother's world, azaleas, cloud the pines, garden of rocks and clay, daffodils, dandelion, the rhododendrons bloom, jasmine on the breeze. She's in her garden now in sweetest memories. My mother's world is all to me. The rocks and trees, the skies and seas. And in my ear all heavens ring. In deepest dark I hear the stars sing. In the rustling grass, I hear her pass. She speaks to me everywhere. She speaks to me.
Daddy was a dirt poor farmer, preaching to the Kansas corn. Mom had been a high school charmer, 32 when I was born. Grew up counting every penny, who'd feel any richer though? Listening to my favorite show on my mama's radio. I turned 14 in 63. On my birthday, mama said, "There's no money for a present. I wrote you a poem instead." Mailed it to a competition. We might win, you never know. So we tuned in KCMO on my mama's radio. Life at home was rarely pretty, hand to heart, I have to say. But sometimes heaven spares some pity, me and mama won that day. Mama's eyes filled up with tears, she hugged me like she'd seldom done. Laughing, crying all together, always know I love you, son. That's one birthday I remember. Even now I'm getting old. Faith and fate combined. combined with hope. And my own transistor radio. Looking back, I know she loved me, even times it didn't show. I keep her picture and that poem right here on my radio, on my mama's radio.
C. Daniel Bolling, B-O-L-I-N-G, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Martin Swinger before him, with a song called Mother's World. That last song was Mama's Radio. We've had several correct answers to our crossword puzzle of the air, but I think I need to give you another clue. Hesitate is the overall clue. There are seven letters in our answer. The second letter is T as in tiger. The third letter is U as in unicorn. And the sixth letter is L as in lion. That U might help you. 412-200-5975. Share your answer with us if you think you'd like to take a guess. Mike in Mars said stall, S-T-A-L-L-L-L. Not that, but a good guess. Tom has the correct answer in McCandless. Kathy and Tynesta also got the correct answer. Jay guessed stalled, S-T-A-L-L-E-D. Seven letters, but not quite the matchup. Maybe those additional clues I just gave you will help you. Did you catch them? Let's make sure you heard them correctly. The clue is hesitate. Seven letters in the answer. We know that the second letter is T as in tiger. The third letter is U as in unicorn. And the second to last letter, the sixth letter, is L as in lion. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 to share your answer with us if you think you know it. Good morning to Gary playing along on Facebook. Thank you for checking in. Gina is also playing along at Facebook this morning. And Mike just came up with the correct answer. Well done, Mike, and good morning to you. Well, how did you do? Were you able to come up with the correct answer. And all of the people, Ricky, did anybody else get it? I think that's it. Mike and Tom and Kathy. We were looking for the word stumble. S-T-U-M-B-L-E. Stumble. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with stumble. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 20 minutes with our High Clue puzzle. In a moment, we are going to talk with Saltworks Theater about an upcoming program that they will be featuring this summer, the Young Actors Studio program. That in just a second or two.
Monkey. Where's my monkey? Monkey.
Christine Lavin now.
Monkey, 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 you broke my heart in two. But I'll always save that pedestal.
Who's my little monkey?
Me. I'm your little monkey.
For you. As we stumble along on life's funny journey, as we stumble along into the blue, we look here and we look there, seeking answers anywhere, never sure of where to turn or what to do. Still we bumble our way through life's crazy labyrinth, barely knowing left from right, nor right from wrong. And the best that we can do is hope a bluebird will sing his song as we stumble along. It's a dismal little world in which we live. It can bore you till there's nothing left to give. Seven overrated wonders, seven underwhelming seas, six excruciating continents, Antarctica. Oh, please. Still, you mustn't let it lick you. This planet, oh so bland. Keep your eyeball on the highball in your hand as we stumble along across life's crowded dance floors. As we push and we shove, we live and we learn. And when we finally leave the bar and we see that morning star, we pull our bootstraps up, then homeward turn. Then we stumble away through dawn's blinding sunbeams, barely knowing right from right, nor left from wrong. But as long as we can hear that little bluebird, there'll be a song as we stumble along. As we stumble, bumble, fumble, palumble, as we stumble along.
I am El Dolfo.
Christine Lavin at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being along with us today. You can come and tour our brand new Youth Media Center and our expanded space today. Ricky and I will be here to greet you between noon and 2. And we hope you'll consider doing so. If you would like, you can bring some family members, however you define the term family, and record a podcast for free in one of our podcast studios here in our space. We have audio engineers that will be on hand to help you do so. It's between noon and 2 as part of Remake Learning Days. Also, calling all teens, we have some space for teens to host a live webcast, which is taking place Tuesday, May 16th. From 4 to 6 o'clock. No experience is needed. You can learn more about both of these Remake Learning Days activities at slbradio.org. Saltworks Theater Company has a long history of providing high-quality theater in our region, and the Young Actors Studio program has returned, and it's a pleasure to have Louise Van Mook with us today from Saltworks. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you're able to be with us. Tell us a bit about the Young Actors Studio program, what it's about, the kinds of people who participate in it.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for making the time. So like you said, we've provided young actor training for students in the Pittsburgh area since 1995. Over the years, that has encompassed a lot of different things, from semester-long classes, weekend workshops, summer camps, and some fully staged plays and musicals. In 2020, as a lot of arts groups had to experience, we had to suspend the program due to the pandemic. But thankfully, after a three-year hiatus, we're so excited to be able to bring back our Young Actors Studio program, this time from our new home in the Bellevue Avalon area. And so we're starting that off with our summer studio this year, Everybody on Stage. That'll run for six Tuesdays in June and July, so June 13th, 20th, and 27th, and July 11th, 18th, and 25th, from 10 a.m. to noon at Greenstone United Methodist Church, which is our new home. And it's just going to be 2 hours of fun and excitement for students who either have acting experience and just kind of want to brush up their skills, and for students who've never gotten the experience to do that and are just looking into, you know, getting into that training. For students ages 10 to 14, our teachers are so excited to be able to, you know, bring that back and introduce like a whole new generation of students to things like ensemble building and character development, improv. Improv is always a lot of fun. Monologue, scene study, and just a whole wide variety of things.
There is really a significant gap in social and emotional connection and development for a lot of youth, let alone adults as well. And it seems like this would be a great opportunity to have an appropriate context to not only meet some new people, but even if you have never done anything like this before, to develop new skills and interact in a way that's going to be very significant for the years ahead. There's a lot of students who have not had a chance to do these sorts of things owing to the effects of the pandemic. And I'm happy to hear you say that no experience is needed to be able to take part.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. I'm sure like the last few years have been really difficult, especially, you know, there is nothing that replaces live theater, nothing that replaces that face-to-face interaction with another student, another fellow actor. And we know that taking acting classes has lifelong applications for confidence, learning teamwork, being quick and creative on your feet, for creative thinking, for attentive listening, and just an engagement with literature, and among so many other skills that are most needed right now.
So programs are available on Saturdays. There's a program for ensembles for students 14 to 16. And the Summer Actor Studio is primarily between 10 and 15, right? Or those the main ages?
Yeah, so right now, for just start things off, we're starting with ages 10 to 14 for these 6 Tuesday sessions in the summer, and then we will go from there, getting back into our fall and spring semester classes, and we'll be able to announce those as they come up on our website and our social media accounts. So for the summer, we have classes available for ages 10 to 14.
Excellent. Well, people can simply go to saltworks.org for additional details. Louise, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Just that we are so thrilled to be able to bring this back and bringing back the woohoo attitude that we've always had. And thank you so much for making the time and just for people to check us out, on our website or on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter accounts to learn more about what we've got going.
Great. Well, it's our pleasure to do so. And here's hoping that the return of the program goes beautifully. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for making the time.
That's Louise Van Mook of Saltworks Theater Company and its Young Actors Studio program. More at saltworks.org. Fats Waller here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I want some seafood, Mama.
I want some seafood, Mama.
I want some seafood, Mama.
I want some seafood, Mama. Fish,
fish. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Rookie Burger. This is Larry Burger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and slbradio.org/radio. That's better.
Oh, I wake up in the morning and I try to get out of bed. It's all I can do to open my eyes and try to lift my head up. Get up, cheer up, it could be worse, you know. My kids could all be starving and my wife be on the dole. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and turned away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. Oh, I try to write a book about my new job with no pay, but I hope I have a salary before retirement day comes. It would be fun if only some of the wannads wanted me. A guy with too much talent and a pile of PhDs. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and tired away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. When my wife's at work, I feed the kids, I wash their face and hands. They suck their thumbs, I wipe their bums, I make the dinner plans. Go down to buy the groceries with someone else's cash. I used to call it women's work, but that's a pile of trash. And it's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay. Her paycheck and support her family, but she doesn't seem to understand just what it does to me. I feel small, not at all the man I used to be, but at least my kids all have the dad my father couldn't be to me. It's hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day for working with no pay, and it is hard work, harder than you think. Hard to be a man, the stress may drive me to the brink. For I'm fed up, my get up is gone and jogged away. Hard to face another day of working with no pay.
Sally Rogers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our high clue is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in just a few moments.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
If you missed last week's live features, they are available for you to hear again, and they include our segments with Yinzer Strings, an eight-person string ensemble comprised of eighth graders from North Hills Middle School, award-winning writer Elaine Gombos talking about Japanese war brides and their influence on U.S. culture. Singer-songwriter Brad Yoder also is here with us. You can hear these features again, or maybe for the first time, at neighborhoodvoices.org. Ricky is auditing the High Clue right now to make sure that it is in good shape. Meanwhile, I'll let you know that we celebrate birthdays just before 9 o'clock Eastern, week in and week out. If you would like to send a birthday to us so that we can celebrate it together, you can do it in two ways. If you go to slbradio.org/birthdays, you can enter the information in a form that will get to us. You can also simply send a note to us at slb@slbradio.org. We celebrate birthdays the day of or before their occurrence. And if you include the birthday person's postal address, they will receive a handwritten, personally delivered, official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card from a uniformed United States governmental employee. Here is this morning's High Clue. 17 syllables, one answer. From the outside in is how you eat this thistle. One leaf at a time. From the outside in is how you eat this thistle. One leaf at a time. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess, if you can solve this morning's high clue. We hope you'll consider joining us on the radio too. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. This past week, a gentleman named Chris Strachwitz passed away. Chris Strachwitz. Let me try to get his name pronounced correctly. Strachwitz. Chris Strachwitz. Now, you may not know the name, but a lot of the music you've heard us play and a lot of other community radio stations over the years play would not be available were it not for Chris Strachwitz. He was the founder of Arhuli Records. He founded Arhuli in 1960, and consequently, he preserved the music of so many different indigenous artists from all around the globe. Mr. Strachwitz, which is how his name is properly pronounced, was 91 when he passed away on Friday and left behind so many people. It was Friday last on the 5th of May. Left behind so many people for us to continue to listen to. You often hear Moses Ash, Alan Lomax, and Harry Smith, but this is another pioneer in terms of preserving music. We're going to play a few songs from artists whose music he helped to make more public, beginning with this one from Taj Mahal.
Said that you gon' bitch, baby, all the time. Gon' bitch it too. Bitch your life, your sweet wife. Catch more fish than you. Many bitch bites, you got good beef. Little tip that I would like to relieve. With my poor baby in my life, I'm going fishing. Mama gon' fish it and baby gon' fish it too. Went on down to my big fishing hole. Got myself a on 9 pound kept on bottom, be my gutty. On a mama by supper time. Little bitch, mind if you got a good beat. Tipped it up like a relief. Give him my life. I'm going fishing. Mama going fishing. Baby going fishing too. Big brother just about to run me out of my mind. Said, man, can I go fishing with you? Took on down to my baby fishing hole. Think that brother mine did do. Caught 7 pound perch on the bottom, gleaming gully. When the mama say he'll be gone. Give him a line. He's going fishing. Mama going fishing and baby going fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby. Put him in the pan. Cook him till nice and brown. Get your supper, that your buttermilk is, baby. Put the sucker on the table. If you got good beat, tipped it up like a relief. Baby got my pole, I'm going fishing. Mama going fishing, baby going fishing too. Mama gon' fish it, baby. fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, baby going fishing too.
The Good Time Washboard 3, and you also heard Taj Mahal, both from an album called They All Played For Us on the Our Holy label, and both offered in memory of the founder of Our Holy Records, Chris Strachwitz. And I posted a New York Times article at our Facebook page that talks about his life. The album I just mentioned was issued for the 50th anniversary of that label. And he recorded so many people. I just really encourage you to take a look at some of the artists that he helped bring not only to our country, but to the whole world through his research. There's some great photos in that article as well. How did you come with our haiku this morning? We've had a few correct answers. From the outside in is how you eat this thistle. One leaf at a time. 412-200-5975. Russ in North Carolina came up with it. So did Zach in Pittsburgh. And we'll leave it open for you for just another moment or so. 412 200 200-5975. I'll check Facebook quickly. Good morning to John Ventura. It's nice to have you playing along today. John and Addie in East Deer just came up with it. And Kathy and Tyonesta did as well. And here is Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I never knew this was a thistle. What about you?
I think I heard that before somewhere somewhere along the line, you know. But it's an artichoke.
An artichoke indeed, and the bugler comes through for you. Most artichokes are grown in, well, that we eat in this country at least, are grown in California.
In Castroville, which is the artichoke capital of the world, at least they claim it is.
Yes, they're very proud of their of that claim to fame, and they have a big artichoke festival every June that brings along lots of lovers of artichokes. I don't know who the first person... artichokes are one of those things you wonder who thought of eating it first.
Right. Well, you know, it, my opinion of artichokes is I think it inspired Peggy Lee's song, Is That All There Is? Because
yeah.
I got not a live artichoke, but a fresh artichoke, and I made it, and then, you know, you just eat a little piece of the end or something like that, and it seemed like an awful lot of work for what you got out of it.
Yes, just that part near the bottom of each leaf, and then if you're lucky, you get to the heart, which people like, the center of it. When I was a kid, we had artichokes all the time. But I was afraid to eat the heart because I thought it was a real heart. You know, it should have just been called the tasty center or something. It took me years to realize that the artichoke was not a warm-blooded animal. Or,
Well, I like the marinated artichokes. I don't know if you've ever had those.
Those that are a lot easier to eat because they come in a little jar that you can open up.
Right.
Those are delicious. And
but, you know, the artichoke made me think of the choke in a car.
Yeah, the choke in near the carburetor.
Yeah, I just wondered if you ever had a car that had a choke.
I did, and it's funny. I was thinking the other day of cars that had spark plugs and the cables that would go to the spark plugs and all of those things. And, you know, I don't know much about the engine in our car these days, but I knew a lot or a little more back in those days. And a lot of those parts don't seem to be there anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I used to change my spark plugs and do all this stuff on my car. And the car I have now, I got 8 years ago, and I've yet to open the hood.
It is amazing. I can remember as a kid, I had a 73 Dodge, and I remember saving up money. And I spent about $80 to replace the wire set, the eight wires that connected, I think it was eight, on top of the spark plugs to other parts of the engine. And it was like getting a brand new car. It was unbelievable just by replacing this part that doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, I remember, like, I had a Volkswagen Bug, and there's a wire that goes from the distributor to somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it goes now. But whenever it rained or it was damp, the car wouldn't start, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would pull that cable out and bring it into the house overnight so that it would be dry or not damp or whatever. I put it back in the morning so the car would start.
I can understand that. There were all sorts of tricks like that. Now, let me see if I can share this with you. Our truck, we have a truck that is a 2001, meaning it's 24 years old. So when I graduated from high school, it would be the equivalent of like having a 1955 car, which doesn't seem right at all. Cars are lasting so much longer. And if you take the age of your current car, subtract it from the year you went to high school, you could be driving a Stanley Steamer if you're not careful.
Well, I had a Volkswagen. I think I would still, if I hadn't moved east, if I still lived in California or Arizona, I think I would still have it because it just it rusted out, but the engine was good. Although I have a feeling that it would have been stolen because it's an easy car to steal. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. It's cars have just keep changing. That's for sure. Well, a charge to you and well done with Artichoke, the Artichoke Festival. In case you were planning on going, I've got the dates here somewhere. The Artichoke Festival. In Monterey County is June 10th and 11th this year, and their theme is Thistle Be Fun. Some other correct answers just coming in. Annie out in eastern Pennsylvania and Ray in South Park. And Holly in Oakland, good morning. John and Addie and Kathy and Russ and Zach also coming up with the correct answer. And as the school year gets closer to closing, and as some national initiatives have made clear this past week, it's a time to honor and acknowledge teachers. And actually, we should be doing that pretty much all of the time. Joel Mabus came out with a song recently. That's all about thanking teachers. It's from his album called Time and Truth.
If you can sign your name on the bottom line, thank a teacher, thank a teacher. If you know that Longfellow wrote Evangeline, thank a teacher, an English teacher. If you can drive a car, pick a banjo or guitar, you name a constellation just by looking at the star. No matter where you're at or who you think you are, thank a teacher. If you can grow tomatoes, if you can read a book, if you had a granny in the kitchen teaching you to cook, remember all the little lessons you learned when you were young, like how to tie your tennis shoes and when to hold your tongue. Still working on that last one. If you know the seven deadly sins by name, thank a teacher, maybe a nun. If you can keep a scorecard at a baseball game, thank a teacher, maybe a coach. There's a teacher and a mother, a teacher and a dad, a teacher and the lover that'll left you feeling sad. No matter what the good, no matter what the bad, thank a teacher. If you can count to 20, play a game of 21. You know enough to cover up when you're in the sun. You spent a summer getting swimming lessons at the pool. You might have even had a teacher in a school. Imagine that. Well, if you can ride a bicycle up and down a hill, thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. If you know that photosynthesis depends on chlorophyll, thank a teacher, a science teacher. If you can row a boat or ride in a toboggan while you're tweeting and a texting, posting and a blogging, have a little notion up there in your noggin, thank a teacher. So thank you, Mr. Llewellyn. Thank you, Miss Wirtz. Thank you, Mrs. Eckert. I'm not forgetting you, Dr. Phoenix. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thank a teacher. Thanks, Teach.
That is the group known as Hot Soup with the Teacher song. And the official end to special week for teacher appreciation is yesterday, actually, officially, but we should be doing it all the time. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Goodstown, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
I had a home out in Texas, down where the blue bonnet grew. I had the kindest old mother. How happy we were, just we two. till one day the angels called her. The debt we all have to pay. She called me close to her bedside, these last few words to say. Son, don't start drinking and gambling. Promise you'll always go straight. 10 years have passed since that party. The promise I broke, I must say. I started in gambling for pastime. At last I was just like them all. I bet my clothes and my money, never dreaming I'd ever fall. Start us off there, Scratch. Come in there, Rock. One night I bet all my money. Nothing was left to be seen. All that I needed to break them was one card, and that was a queen. The cards were all dealt round the table. Each man took a card on the draw. I drew the one that would beat them. I turned it and here's what I saw. I saw my mother's picture, and somehow she seemed to say, son, you've broken your promise. So I tossed those cards away. My winnings I gave to a newsboy. I knew I was wrong from the start, and I'll never forget that promise to Mother, the queen of my heart. Hi, oodle ee, oodle ee, oodle ee, hi, oodle ee, oodle ee.
That Slim Forsythe recorded live on the Saturday Light Brigade from March 28th, 2009. That song written by Pittsburgh's Slim Bryant and eventually a big hit for Jimmy Rogers. The Sound Hound is coming by in just a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Here's hoping you'll stop by and visit. We have an open house today between noon and 2 as part of Remake Learning Days. You can see our brand new Youth Media Center. You can record a family podcast in one of our special podcast studios with an SLB audio engineer. And you can meet Ricky and me. We'd love to say hello to you. That's between noon and 2 today at our studios on Pittsburgh's North Side. Additional details at